Broadcasting from the high desert, this is Lighting the Void. I'm your host, Joe Roop, and we are live on Fringe.fm, KTLK Digital Broadcasting. Holy hell. Nothing's working right now. It could be Mercury retrograde. I don't know. But we're live. It is Tuesday night, June the 8th. I mean, it's a catastrophe. It's a technical catastrophe. Rohan's here with us tonight. We're going to delve right into the deep. If this is your first time listening to the broadcast, well, I don't know what to tell you. We talk about all kinds of stuff here, deep. We're going to be talking about dreams, ET contact, paranormal experiences, everything. And I had to find one of the only tracks that I had. This is a backup intro, by the way, so.
It's a part of family and explores your consciousness.
I know it's a little weird. Rohan, what are we going to do, bro?
I don't know what we're going to do.
Maybe I think
we should talk.
I think it, you know what? I hate this whole stupid Mercury retrograde thing. I hate when people, there's so many people that talk about it. I think they're giving it power. Honestly do.
Oh, that old chestnut. Yeah, put your attention to stuff.
Well, see, I mean, come on. You think because a planet's going backwards, everything has to be technologically screwed up? Well, apparently it does. So let me tell you what happened when I came into the studio today. And I got here early today. I got here early. Yeah. My computer.
You've become one of them freaky morning people, Joe. You're doing star jumps. Hello, sky.
Well, it's, you know, I'm getting used to the time change. So
yeah.
So my computer was totally off, shut down, frozen. The playout system, which this is a super, like, this is high dollar stuff here, man.
Yeah, some deluxe business, isn't it?
Yeah. It's a deluxe real radio station playout system. And I tell you what, I got here and the damn thing was frozen. Frozen. Locked up. Everything locked up. So I had to reinstall it. None of the tech support people were here. So check this out. Like, you guys want to hear? So I have the, it's pretty cool actually. I have the, what is it called? Like the demo, when they sell you the software, they give you the demo, right? Demo, you know?
Limited features.
Here's the demo. Do you guys want to hear the demo? Here it goes. You ready? This is what we want. This is what we're trying to get our radio station to sound like.
Hi there, this is Mike Carter from Supersweepers.com, and you're listening to the Digital Jukebox. And
Digital Jukebox.
On 93.7 DJB.
That'll sell you, won't
it? Ooh, that kind of demo.
You like it?
Yeah. I'm gonna say, I like it.
Here's another. Four in a row. Another. With no talk. No talk. On 93.7 DJB.
So they put all this stuff in here to sell you on the software. And I'm like, God, I can't find my old files. I can't find anything. So I just loaded up the demo, right?
Yeah, and on your feet. I like it.
Yeah, right. But it's like radio station software for music and stuff. But eventually, I got to find that Mike Carter guy. He sounds good, doesn't he?
Yeah, that's, yeah.
This is Mike Carter, blah, 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 blah. That's what I want to do. I'm just going to get into voiceovers.
Yeah, it's well, practice, got to practice that stuff, I suppose, isn't you? Like anything, vocal technique and all that. Obviously, you've been doing that for a while.
What in the world? Why is Chuck calling my cell phone? Can nobody hear us?
I don't know. Is he phoning the wrong number?
Something's going on. See, I told you. It's more technological crap, man. Let's see. Log out. They can't hear us, dude. Oh, my God. I hate myself right now. At least we're recording this so the people get it in the archives.
That's all right. That's all right.
Dude, even the freaking encoding software is frozen. What's up with that?
Weird. Only you can freeze something in the desert, eh?
Huh? No. Hold on.
Yeah, no worries.
Is it
it's
working?
One of those. It's one of those computer says no scenarios.
No. I got it. So for you guys listening to the archive version, we've had a complete freaking meltdown here at the station. This is what I'm saying, dude. I need help. You know?
Yeah.
No one cares. It's just Joe complaining again. A really sweet intro. And then I was trying to
tell
him.
That was amazing.
Yeah, it was amazing, right? And I was trying to tell Rohan that ever since I got into the station, and I got here early this morning, that all hell had broken loose. My computer was frozen. The playout system, which is probably the best you can get, frozen. Everything gone. So I've been fighting this thing all day. And what you're hearing is the demo. I had to wipe out like months worth of work, dude. Months worth.
I'm going to have to get my head in gear again and then I'm sorry. If I can do anything to get it back up. But we can do it. We can smash it, bro.
Yeah, well, we're going to have to do something because, or if you're in Arizona, you know, come help, come out to the station. That's what I'd say to do. A lot of people liked the show last night. Sorry about the tech issues, guys, but it happens, you know. Mm. Usually I just blow a fuse and just say the hell with it and don't do a show. Mm. You okay?
But not today, eh? Not today.
No, not today. But it might be a little weird because we gotta do some stuff. It's like,
yeah,
this thing is going too, man. I have to redo a lot of stuff. That's what I'm telling you guys. So tonight's going to be weird. You're going to hear a lot of demo stuff. I'll try to make it as radio as possible, you know, as much as I can. And, I don't know. I got the guest standing by. We're going to be talking about dreams. What are you talking about? I haven't been able to focus on this because we're going to be talking about things like our dream states, consciousness. Is it closer to true awakening than what we call reality? And how to become more mindful in our dreams. Because you guys know I talked about that crazy samurai dream I had last night. No, it wasn't a samurai. It was a Roman. I wasn't a samurai. We talked about Miyoto Musashi. So, yeah. Do you believe in this Mercury retrograde thing? I do not. I think people are giving it freaking power, and it's pissing me off.
I didn't know much about astrology. I never used to know what it was, but I've heard it said so many times. It's the main thing I've heard from astrology. People always complaining about that Mercury retrograde. So you might be onto something there, Joe.
Yeah, I think we're giving it more power than it deserves, right? Like, it might not have been that big of a thing before, but because we're all like, yeah, it's a real thing, you know. Now it's super powerful. I don't know. I could be wrong. I just don't think it's, I don't know. I don't think it's right.
Yeah, well, it's like you say, it's, I don't know. It's just, obviously there's going to be influence, isn't there? But I feel so sorry for Mercury. It always gets that blame, but it can't just be one planet all the time overrides everything. It seems a bit much, doesn't it?
Saturn definitely gets the worst of it.
Actually, yeah, that's a good point, actually. Oh, they both get bullied, don't they?
Yeah, man. Saturn gets the worst of it because for some reason, I guess people are scared of it because it's the thing that tells you no.
Yeah, right? And the Saturn-Satan thing, and it's like,
It gets the worst of it for sure. So, yeah, tonight's show is going to be a little weird. I don't have any of my music, any of my commercials, but I still have to take breaks. We're going to have our guest on. Rohan, you're welcome to stay, brother. I'd love it if you did, but, you know, I'm not going to force it.
I'll be here.
Yeah, that's the only person that keeps me calm. It's one thing to be out in the middle of the desert, right? Mm-hmm. It's a whole other thing to be out in the middle of the desert when everything's going to hell in a handbasket.
Exactly, and you've got creepy sounds in a place you're not familiar with.
Yeah.
Not fun.
Right. We'll be right back with our guest. You got to stay with us. Sorry about the tech issues. I'll just blame Mercury like everybody else. Damn it.
do it. You play the guitar on the MTV. That ain't working, that's the way you do it. Money for nothing and your chicks for free. Now that ain't working, that's the way you do it. Let me tell you, damn guys ain't dumb. Maybe get a blister on your little finger. Maybe get a blister on your thumb.
Balone, assistant janitor.
Yeah.
I am here to inform you that everyone in this unbelievably large advertising agency has been fired.
Oh, no.
Except for you.
Really?
Which means, Mr. Balone, you're now president of this entire unbelievably large advertising agency.
Gee, I don't know much about advertising.
Apparently, neither did anyone else around here.
See, I spend most of my time mopping floors and listening to the radio.
Radio? Now, there's an efficient and economical way to advertise.
Really?
Well, sure, radio costs a fraction of TV.
Ooh.
And radio targets specific customers.
I love radio.
So you'll accept the job.
Boy, it's a big responsibility.
Make up your mind, Balone. This is the chance of a lifetime.
All right, I'll do it.
Splendid. In 3 hours, you will address the stockholders at our annual meeting.
Ooh, what'll I say?
You'll explain why this company lost $17 billion last year.
Can I change my mind?
I'm afraid
I don't
not,
really
Mr.
believe
radio. Red hot because it works. For all the facts, call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau.
Have you ever seen an ad or banner which brought you a feeling that someone is reading your mind or even listening to your conversations? Your online data is being used against you. Surfshark is a VPN service that makes online privacy protection easy and attainable. You can use it on as many devices as you'd like simultaneously. Surfshark encrypts all internet traffic sent to and from your devices and ensures that your IP address remains hidden. The VPN service that we use at UFO Seekers Plus 1 month free for $1.99 a month. Visit surfshark.deals/seekers.
Yeah, that's the kind of night that it is right now. So I'm using the demo music on the playout system. Maybe you guys like Fleetwood Mac. I don't know. Rohan does, don't you? You like Fleetwood Mac?
Yeah, Rohan? Yeah, can't go wrong with that.
It's good stuff. I can bomb my head to it a bit.
Good stuff. All right, our guest is here with us. We're gonna kick this off. I know it's a weird night already. So Eric Tyrone Brown is the founder of Soul Dreamers and the creator of the Get Woke in Your Dream Time Masterclass. And prior to becoming a professional dream time coach, he ran a nonprofit called Awakening Through Art, founded a mindfulness app, and was a co-facilitator of a nationwide meetup called Eco Tuesday. It's Tuesday. He also spent a few years working as a stuntman, and until a meditative experience shattered his reality, he began the path of personal growth and healing, and his more than 15 years of studies in energy medicine, shamanism, yoga, mindfulness, and meditation, which he has combined into his Dreamtime program. Eric has helped many around the world to tap into and utilize their dreams, which he sees, as an untapped resource, an untapped healing and transformation modality that we all have access to every night. What's up, Eric? Tyrone Brown. Thanks for coming on, brother.
Hey, Joe. Thanks for having me.
Well, yeah, I got to ask you a deep question right off the bat. So last night on the show, I was talking about facing your darkness, like this, you know, not to deny dark energy sometimes, specifically masculine energy. And my theory is because I've been working and doing so much crap that I haven't had time to do much. But I had a dream that I was a soldier. And I was just cutting through people. And here's the thing. I had two swords. And I remember specifically telling the army behind me not to attack until I get cut. Once I get cut, then you can attack me. Because I wanted to see how many people I could kill before I got cut, I guess. And when I would stab people or cut them, you would hear a laugh track, like on Cheers or, you know, those old TV shows, laugh tracks. And I was enjoying it in my dream. But it felt super real. So either I'm a psycho or something's up, man. What's going on with that, you think?
Yeah, I'm leaning towards something's up versus the psycho route. Yeah, it's a pretty wild laugh track. That's first I've heard that one. So what was a feeling in that dream? Do you remember what you felt? Oh, you said it felt good. It was fun. Is that right?
I felt like I had a scratch and I needed to itch. I felt like I was finally getting a release. I don't know. But it felt real. I mean, it was vivid. That's why I remember so much of it. You know?
Yeah, and you mentioned some dark energy and masculine. What was that connection?
Well, because I've been doing a lot of studying on this stuff, and I think this is why I had a dream about it. Because if you look back through our, like, I guess if you take mankind and de-evolve it, right? And just keep going back. We're pretty violent, you know. We're actually not near as violent as we used to be as men, but it's in there, right? Like we still have, at least I do. I still have urges to just manly urges. It's hard to explain. I'm never going to kill anybody. I've never hurt anybody. Could be just an overflow of testosterone. I don't know, but I can't explain it. I'm not going to lie to everybody and say, oh man, I felt sick and all this other stuff. No, it felt good.
Yeah, you know, dreams take funny forms, so it's not to judge them. They may take weird, wacky, you know, demented or distorted forms, but it's like the fact that there was a laugh track, like from the show Cheers or something like that, every time you cut them actually takes away some of the seriousness of it. It actually adds humor to it. It's like your dream is making it clear to you that this isn't something like necessarily dark in a normal way of looking at things, because there was a laugh track. It's like, it was like a game, basically. It was like play light. And you felt good slaying this, but then you're also, when you're slaying with these two swords, like you're in your masculine power as well. So it's like,
well, I mean, it wasn't like I was murdering people. I was defending myself. It was a war, you know? But I just woke up and I felt weird. Like, why did that feel good? I woke up in a cold sweat, kind of, but I felt good, you know?
Yeah, so, like, what did these characters represent that you were slaying with your swords?
They were barbarian looking. They were like, I could tell, like, right off the bat, like, my skin was better. I was clean. I was, you know, I felt like I was fighting people like cavemen, almost animal, humans, I guess. But I remember I could smell them too. This is weird. So maybe, you know, some people are going to say, well, maybe you tapped into a past life or something. I'm not going to say that. I don't think that's it at all. I think my brain came up with it, but it just felt real. And I think that's what's worrying me a little bit.
Yes. So they're reflecting an aspect of yourself. So most of our dreams, especially the ones that are subconscious, are created by our mind or wherever you want to say they're coming from. The characters in the dream are representing an aspect of ourself. So it's like, okay, whatever the qualities were of these characters, it's like the shadow.
Yeah.
You can see it as like the shadow. Okay. And power over your shadow. And at the same time, you were doing this aggressive masculine energy thing of having power over your shadow and slaying these soldiers representing your shadow, there was still a lightness to it because of the laugh track. You get it? It's like doing this inner work and this deep work, but also not taking it so seriously.
Now that makes sense. Yeah, it does. That makes sense.
So throwing that out there, you know, anytime I share any kind of perspective, it's really for you to see what lands for you, what doesn't. But ultimately, to look at dreams, just write down, what do the characters that were in my dream, the people, places, whether I know them or not, the animals, insects, whatever it is, what stood out in my dream, what do they represent to me? Meaning, if it's someone I know, what characteristics stand out about them? If it's any other characters like you just had, like what was happening in the dream? How did I feel about them? So basically just write down what characteristics about these dream characters and what feelings you had in the dream, and you'll start to put together some sort of a message. Yeah, it takes practice, but it starts to come clear.
So tell me about, like, I don't want to make this all about me. I just had to get this off my mind because I've been thinking about it for a while. But tell me about your journey with this, man. When all of this stuff started hitting for you, when you started getting into this. I feel like a lot of people are spiritually evolving right now. So I think what you're doing is incredible. But how did you get started in all this?
Yeah, you know, it's just something that as a kid, like in my single digits, I just have memories of dreams standing out to me. It was something significant in my life, even though I didn't talk about it with my family, or it was just something within my little kid head that I thought it just stood out to me and had memories of early dreams. And then when I was 14, I discovered this esoteric store. I had no idea. It was literally two blocks away from my house that I grew up in this conservative town, small conservative town. But here's the store selling crystals and doing psychic readings on Saturdays. And I discovered dream books there when I was 14. And then that let me know that, oh, there is actually something to this whole world that has been standing out to me my whole life. And so I learned about dreams and dream interpretation and just applied it to my life ever since then, since I was 14, you know, of course, on and off throughout life. But that was the journey for me, is just always having a curiosity about dreams, discovering a book when I was 14, and then just actively using it and realizing how profound dreams can be and how much guidance they're giving us. I mean, so much guidance that when you really start to pay attention to it, and you tell stories about dreams that you had to people and how it connected to something in your waking life, that some of these stories, a lot of them are unbelievable. But that's just the reality that we have to get used to, is that there's a lot of unbelievable things, which is part of reality. And more we're waking up to that.
Is anybody, I want to make sure everybody in the chat can hear us too. I know I'm recording for the podcast, but. We're live,
we're good, Joe. I've been double checking. We're back in.
Okay, yeah. Cool. So this is I had a couple of guests on that told me about this. I forget the guy's name. He's a really older fellow. I couldn't get around to talking to him right until the second hour, but he's been doing this stuff with Edgar Cayce material for a long time. And he said, it's like, you know, cause I asked him, is this dream thing that's talking to us, is it our higher self? And he said, well, I don't know if it's our higher self, but it's definitely something that is trying to get us to evolve or talk back to us in a way all the time. Like it's communicating with us all the time. But I've read a little bit of Carl Jung, and I'm thinking, well, maybe there's some advanced methods of working with the dream world. Because you hear this a lot. We talk about dreams a lot. But I'm curious as if you found anything that makes it better, you know, or something more advanced than some of the guests that we've spoken to about this, or is it pretty much the same kind of thing?
What makes it like the more, what makes your dream experience more advanced or your experiences more profound in the messaging is literally just paying attention to it, and not just paying attention to it, but writing them down, because that helps you to remember. And now as you start to interpret your messages, it's just that act of working with your dreams starts to take your experiences just deeper and more profound. That's really it. There is no technique actually, other than just working with them. And then it just evolves from there and grows. It's a lot of times people will have psychic dreams, little psychic dreams that aren't something they could have utilize in waking life to like make any change. Like, oh, I had this dream, and because of that dream, I was able to, you know, change this outcome. Usually they're not like that. Usually the psychic dream is just, I just like to call it a wink from the universe. And like you were just saying, is this message just coming from a higher self, some other thing, places? It doesn't matter who the messenger is, as long as the message is helpful. So I just lost my train of thought there, but yeah, so it doesn't matter where the message is coming from. But the more you pay attention to your dreams, the more they show up. And these little psychic dreams are often just, like I said, little winks from the universe. So one, I had a student come to me and she sent me a screenshot of a FaceTime she had with a friend. She said, I had a dream last night that there was a big bowl, and in this bowl were these little pendants of roses, like gold rose pendants. And she said, the next morning, a friend FaceTimed me, and I hadn't spoken to her in a long time, and she's wearing one of these gold rose pendants on her neck. And so she sent me a screenshot of it. She said, I'm a bit freaked out by it, but also excited. So a lot of times these experiences, people say, oh, it was so freaky. But I see those as winks from the universe, just showing you, just expanding your mind, that there is more. I'll just use the word magic. It's the best word I got. There is more magic to life than a lot of us are recognizing.
Yeah. So that's really cool. By the way, I want to thank Chuck Deluxe for calling me and letting me know what was going on, because I was talking for like 20 minutes there. So thanks, Chuck, at the beginning of the show. I do appreciate you calling me. I don't know. I think the guys, I don't know if Rohan remembers him or if anybody in the chat does, but his name was Jap Van Etten, I think. And he was saying the exact same thing, that we need to pay attention to. A lot of times, even if we have a question, like a really deep question that we're trying to figure out, that it will show us something in the dream. Sometimes it'll show us things in our dreams that we need to do or take care of that we're not, because a lot of times we don't know that maybe another person or a situation in our life needs attention to. And so our higher self is trying to let us know. What do you think about that? You think that's true?
Yeah, that's right. So like when we're talking about dream interpretation, you know, referencing more like the subconscious dreams, you know, like you just shared your dream. But there can also be dreams, yeah, where you're dreaming of someone and it's a literal dream, meaning it's literally telling you to contact them. And sometimes if you're not sure what that is, then see if you can interpret something from it in the subconscious dream kind of way, you know, see what they represent to you. But it also doesn't hurt to give that person a call, for example. So yes, definitely in our dream space, we can tap into that quantum realm of no space, no time. And we get information like these psychic dreams I shared and connections to people that you're close with. You might get some information about them that might show up. How does that information come in? Who knows? But it definitely gives us a clear indication that all things are connected. When you have a dream and the next day that dream happens, or a week later that dream happens, for example.
Well, yeah. So my dreams have been really freaky as of late since I moved out to the desert. I got a question here. Someone sent in, I don't want to turn this into a dream interpretation thing, but symbols are fascinating. They can mean different things for different people. But someone just sent me a message. It just had a dream because they were dozing off and said that they had a dream that there was wind blowing through the windows in their house, and none of the windows in their house were shut, which is highly, they're saying that's weird. They always keep their windows shut. But they just kind of started dreaming. All the windows in their house are open and stuff's blowing in. See, let me just ask you this, because I'm avoiding the real question here. Do you think that other people, maybe spells or magic or people, can affect your dream, can interfere or be invasive to your dream life?
Yeah, I do feel that is possible, because again, we are all connected, and you know, like science knows, we have an energy field around us, and there's been numerous studies out there on the quantum field and the effects of, like, for example, distant healing, where they've got a distant healer, energy practitioner in one lab that's sealed from electromagnetic frequencies coming in or out, and then another person in another location in the same kind of space, a space that's sealed from any electromagnetic frequencies coming in and out. They both have electrodes hooked up to them. It's just one example of many. Once the person starts doing distant healing, the person receiving, not knowing what they're there for, they just agree to this experiment, they start having physiological changes reading on the readouts on their electrodes. So that's just one example that shows that, yes, we can affect each other from a distance.
So what was the biggest thing that happened to you in your dream life? Whether it was healing or an awakening. I mean, did you have, because I know that there's a lot of people talk about ET experiences, and I think these ET experiences, they always happen, not always, but for the most part, when people are lying in bed, and that's when they get visited and they get taken out of their sleep. And people are like, well, you know, that could be a dream, or it could be a state of consciousness that these beings know how to travel through. I'm just, have you ever had anything like that happen to you?
Yeah, I mean, this is like, you just hit the nail on the head, but this is like this is what I share because this is what my life experience has been, my connection to dreams and then how that's introduced me into ET contact initially in my dreams, which then has moved beyond the dream space into the waking life. But that's where I got my first initial contact because it's a place that's less intimidating, more comfortable. But I'll take it back for a second because you asked about a dream and it connects to everything that we're talking about. The most memorable dream that I had that was my biggest wink from the universe, the language I just used, and that was in 2006. I had a dream where I was in the NASA shuttle orbiting around space, and I'm wearing the blue NASA jumpsuit with the flag on one of the shoulders, and so I clearly saw that. And I'm looking out of one of the bay windows, and outside of our shuttle, I see three classic saucers, UFO-shaped spacecraft in triangle formation alongside us. And then I wake up from that dream. I go to my job at that time, which was just, it was in San Francisco. It was just a customer service job. So I get down to my desk and I open up my Yahoo. I was using Yahoo News at the time. And when you open up Yahoo, it has like the news is what you see first versus your email at the time, at least. And what it said is breaking news, NASA flight STS-115 landing delayed due to unknown objects, which later they wrote off as debris. But at the time, there was video of this, and as it was happening, there was three white, bright, glowing white circle lights outside, up in the sky outside of the shuttle. So that dream was pretty wild for me, and definitely stuck with me. Where I had this vision in the dream, and then I wake up, and that's the news that's happening in real time.
Whoa, that's pretty cool.
So there's nothing I could have done with that. So that's why I call it a wink from the universe, just like. Universe just showing off basically.
Yeah. I think that's really cool. Everybody I talk to that talks to me about dreams has either had, who was I talking? I think it was Stevie. And people that play video games a lot are really good with this too, by the way. But he was telling me that he saw like this specific building burning, and then woke up from his dream and the news was on talking about, and the TV wasn't on, he heard the report of a building burning. I think that's what he told me. And so we were trying to get into this discussion the other night. And Rohan, you can jump in here anytime if you want, brother, but do we create these things too? Because I think we do create when we tap into our subconscious and really get into that field, we can create these energies, or are we just seeing stuff? Are we skipping timelines? You know, it's a big question.
Yeah, that's a big question for sure. You know, are we creating it? And that's I don't know if that's the same as the chicken and the egg thing, but then you can get into simulation theory, you know, where did that only happen because you dreamt it?
Right. Yeah. And the reason why I ask this is because being a ceremonial magician and a cultist, when you look into especially the old ceremonial orders, they teach you how to travel through the astral realm and the dream world, because you can invoke or evoke certain things in the dream world. You can cause things to happen. And they believe that this world is what's called Yesod, which is the lunar world, which is the place where we're all connected, but it is also the place that, let's just say, the blueprint for a manifestation happens before it comes into Malkuth or on the earth. So if you can work in the dream world, you can bring things faster into manifestation into the earth. And I think we do this sometimes too.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. I definitely connect with that as well. And everyone pretty much knows that the subconscious mind is pretty much runs our life. You know, that's why a lot of us do like shadow work or just, you know, rewriting our beliefs. And so whatever our beliefs are that are running in the back of our subconscious, like it's going to show up in our dreams. And so where I'm going with that is just that that during our waking life, our subconscious from that realm is affecting our actions. Same when we sleep, we're in that more subtle realm, the space where we can actually tap into the subconscious and the energetic, like it's a blueprint realm. So that's really where it all comes from. It comes from the depths of the consciousness.
Rohan, you got anything you want to ask while we're here?
I've got a couple of things, but I got a couple of bits. Well, I liked that quote from earlier, but then when you were just saying there about that, are you generating it for your dreams and stuff? It took me back to that Matrix scene. It's the one with the vase, isn't it? Would you have broke it anyway or
right.
what?
Yeah.
You know? Exactly. And I wait, where does time start? Do you know what I mean? Because that can kind of go both ways, can't it, sort of thing? You know? And the brain can pick things up in neurosurgery. They find that the brain can react before you do the thing. You know what I'm saying?
Like a pre-reaction before the actual action happens.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's crazy. Well, then that would mean that we're not in control of as much as we think we are. Truly, mm-hmm. like what you're talking about, Eric, I think is our subconscious. I mean, our conscious mind is what we make our decisions. We think about stuff. We observe things. But the thing that's running the show is the subconscious mind. It just is. It's running the show. It's like running your whole reality, pretty much.
Yeah, that's right. Based on all of our experiences we've had and all the input, all the data. But then by practicing being present and taking a pause before we act or react, then we can start to tap into something else, which some people call the higher self, your soul, whatever you want to call it. But there is something else we can tap into. So we can override the program, basically, through presence.
Yeah, I wonder what Mr. Smith represents in our mind. Does he represent the programs, the negative, limiting belief programs? I don't know. You got me thinking, Rohan. Maybe.
Yeah, maybe as well, because maybe he represents a bit like that dream, because he's laughing his head off while he's destroying everything, isn't it? Sort of thing. I think, maybe. It's.
Well, we're at the top of the hour here. We're going to go into our... makeshift break here, and I want you guys to think of some questions. Also, you can call into 1-800-588-0335. We're live on the Fringe FM. More Lighting the Void coming up. Stay with us, guys.
I was at the local grade school recital the other day while the kids were doing America the Beautiful, and it got me thinking. Motel 6 is a lot like that song. Stay with me here. From out front in the parking lot, you can look up and see those spacious skies. In some places, you can look out over amber waves of grain. Of course, right now, the grain's just kind of poking up through the dirt, but you know what I mean. With nearly 600 locations from sea to shining sea, Motel 6 is close by just about everything this great land has to offer. And no matter where you go, you'll always get a clean, comfortable room for around $24. A lot less in some places, a little more in others, but always the lowest prices of any national chain. For reservations, call 505-891-6161. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6, where America still looks beautiful, and we'll leave the light on for you.
Norman T. Ballone, assistant janitor.
Yeah?
I am here to inform you that everyone in this unbelievably large advertising agency has been fired.
Oh, no.
Except for you.
Really?
Which means, Mr. Ballone, you're now president of this entire unbelievably large advertising agency.
Gee, I don't know much about advertising.
Apparently, neither did anyone else around here.
See, I spend most of my time mopping floors and listening to the radio.
Radio? Now, there's an efficient and economical way to advertise.
Really?
Well, sure. Sure, radio costs a fraction of TV,
Ooh. And
radio targets specific customers.
I love radio.
So you'll accept the job.
Boy, it's a big responsibility.
Make up your mind, Ballone. This is the chance of a lifetime.
All right, I'll do it.
Splendid. In 3 hours, you will address the stockholders at our annual meeting.
Ooh, what'll I say?
You'll explain why this company lost $17 billion last year.
Can I change my mind? I don't really believe it.
Radio. Red hot because it works. For all the facts, call this station or the Radio Advertising Bureau.
We all have that story to tell in our life. The winds were howling, the ground shook, you could hear rushing water, and then history repeats itself. When there's no power, refrigeration fails, stores with their shelves stripped bare, ATMs can't operate, deliveries stop. Then what? These events can last days or weeks. You need a plan. In statements made during recent interviews, FEMA Administrator Brock Long has repeatedly urged all Americans to understand three truths. FEMA is broke. The system is broken. If this is the new normal, Americans can't rely on federal cavalry when disaster strikes. Don't get caught out in the elements empty-handed. Prepare with us by going to preparewiththefringe.com and get your two-week food supply, 92 servings, 8 food varieties with 25-year shelf life, normally $137, now only $75. Or get a month's supply, normally $247, now only $147, shipped in one business day. Just go to preparewiththefringe.com or call 888-440-7931. That's 888-440-7931. Get this great offer and be prepared while it lasts.
This is Barbara Charlton from Metaphorical Archaeology. If you've ever had a traumatic paranormal experience, the effects of it may stay with you for years. Who do you talk to? You can't go to conventional help. What we do is we use emotional freedom techniques or tapping to actually neutralize the effects of that event. Maybe when you tell the story now, your heart races and your palms get sweaty. You don't even want to think about it because you don't know how to neutralize that. That's what EFT tapping does. It neutralizes those emotions. The circuit that was recorded on is gone. The energy flows freely and you're free of it. And that's what emotional freedom is all about. We offer this as a pro bono service, but this is something that I offer because no one, it seems, is helping people with these experiences. If you'd like to reach me, it's really easy. My cell phone is 214-995-3754. Please leave a message. I will get back to you as quickly as possible. Or you can email me, barb.eft@gmail.com. And EFT stands for Emotional Freedom Techniques. Reach out to me. It's confidential. This works. You won't believe the results.
Have you ever wanted to dream about being a character in your favorite video game or movie? Would you like to dream your fantasy with all five senses in detail and remember everything? It's time to bring the dreaming mind back online. Introducing Dreaming for Gamers from Ian Wilson.
Dreaming for Gamers will teach you how to program your dreams to dream what you want from any video game, movie, or source material that you choose. The courses help rehabilitate the dreaming mind out of atrophy so you can remember your dreams, taste, touch, smell, see, and hear, as well as be self-aware and take complete control over the dream state like Neo in the Matrix. You can't catch COVID in a dream, but you can wake up with a happy ending.
Type in thefringe.fm/dreamplay and sign up today to get dreaming now. That's thefringe.fm/dreamplay, or click the banner at thefringe.fm today and take the 7-day dream challenge for free while it lasts.
AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Are you stressed? I mean, who isn't? Anxiety creeping in? No, not that. Is sleep hard to attain because your brain just won't slow down? We're living in crazy times, and the fear knob has been turned up. Okay, there's an answer. Take a big breath, exhale, and go log on to AncientLifeOil.com. CBD. Broad and full spectrum, organic and non-GMO CBD for you to enjoy. Change your tune from fear to calm. From brain overload to clear thinking. 0.003 THC on full spectrum and 0% THC on broad spectrum. Competitive pricing with the best quality. Also know everything is going to get better. No worries. Be happy. CBD can help calm so your nerves don't think they're a 6-string electric guitar. Enjoy life, smile, and log on to AncientLifeOil.com for great CBD. That's AncientLifeOil.com. You'll be glad you did.
So, unlike any other night, sorry, Chronooks, we're just playing regular music tonight because we don't have the good stuff. But we're here. We're back. Thank you for listening tonight live. Thanks for bearing with us. Also, stay tuned for The Secret Teachings with Ryan Gable after the broadcast. We're here for you Monday through Friday night, 5 nights a week, live right here on Fringe.fm. My brother from another mother, Rohan, is here with us from Nottingham. And, dude, I just want to say thank you for bearing with me through all this. You've been a life savior to me, truly.
Well, yeah, I appreciate that, man. I know you're genuine as well. So, but it's so good, man. Buddies, aren't
we? Yeah, we are. And here tonight, my guest, Tyrone Brown, you can go to his website at soul-dreamers.com. And thank you for going on the broadcast, man. I think this is what we need right now. We need people to start interacting more with their subconscious, their unconscious, I think I said this last night. I think humanity, at least the humanity that I've been around, is in a rapid spiritual evolution going on. So there's a lot of shadow work being done, but there's also a lot of self-actualization, realization going on. There's no better way to do it than what you're working with, don't you think?
Yeah, thanks. Yeah, definitely. It's like a cheat sheet for life. We've got it built into us each night when we sleep, where we've got access to this little cheat sheet. And once we start learning how to read it and decode it, then we're leveling up in life and have an advantage and just support, really.
So what do you think has been the biggest breakthrough for you doing this stuff? Because usually we do little things, and then sometimes we have big breakthroughs. Tell me about a time where you had a really big breakthrough or awakening through dream work.
Yeah, biggest breakthrough came from a dream that I had, and that was in this dream. I'll just give the short version of it. But basically, I was on top of this big hill, and I knew I had to take a leap. I had to jump over this big gap and jump down. But it was terrifying because it's a big jump. But I did the jump anyway. Even though I felt fear, I pushed past the fear. So this is me in the dream being aware of how I feel in a dream. So I was aware that I felt fear in the dream, and then I'm also aware that I pushed past the fear. Now, a moment later in that dream, I'm at the base of this big hill, and I have a dog on a leash, and the dog's running full speed with its tongue out. It's so excited. It's happy. It's pure joy, like dogs are, and I can't stop it. I just have to run with it. It's running up the hill, and I'm like, oh, shit, we're about to hit this jump real hard. And I just, only thing I could do is go with it. So I went with it. I landed, and I landed on a blank canvas. This blank canvas was about 100 foot by 100 foot square, like classic blank white canvas that a painter paints on. And I landed, and I said, you know what? I'm okay. It was a big, scary jump, but I'm all right. And now here I am on this blank canvas, which if you reflect on, what does a blank canvas represent? Well, infinite possibilities, really. You can paint and create whatever you want on this canvas, but first, you got to take a leap. You got to take a leap of faith and take that leap of faith and then create what you want. So that dream really gave me the confidence that I could take that leap and be okay. And I've taken action on it.
Like the jump in the Matrix. No one ever makes the first jump, right?
Yeah, that's right. Actually in that. I was doing multiple practice jumps before the last big one. So funny you mentioned that.
I think some of the biggest stuff that sticks out to me are nightmares I had when I was a child, which is, this has always baffled me, right? Like a child, when they're a toddler, they come into their consciousness, I guess, because I don't remember anything past like 3 or 4 years old. But I do remember some of the dreams that I had to this day. I've talked about them on the air, but I also remember being tossed around, this feeling of, it's really crazy, but this feeling of like you're on a roller coaster, like you're just being thrown around in the sky uncontrollably, and you could feel it in your stomach, and you know how when you go over a hill or something, you get that rush, ticklish feeling in your stomach, things like that. I wonder what that is. Like, that is because I'd never ridden on anything. I'd never felt that before. How could a toddler dream about those things or feel those things? I wonder.
Yeah. You know, it could be so many things and so many things for different people, but, just one of the things that sticks out to me is that feeling of, like not in control. Toddler thinking, having these thoughts consciously, I don't know, but they could definitely still have a sense of this for sure. But just being tossed up and not having control, that's what stands out to me. But again, dream interpretation is so individual, so unique, which is why I encourage people to not look up symbols online and to instead to reflect on what they represent to you, because one person dreams of being tossed up in the air, you know, might have different associations with it for someone else. Or one person dreams of a polar bear, you know, for one person they might be terrified of polar bears. The other person might be like, you know what, I want to hug a polar bear. So their interpretations are going to be different for everyone. But yeah, with that toddler dream, that's the best I got for that at the moment with the limited information.
Tell me about your app, man, the app you created. What does it do?
Oh, I'm not going to say the name of it right now because it needs to be, it's now, it's been outdated. It's a project I did, but yeah, it was going good for a few years or for a number of years. But we haven't updated it, me and the developer. So, but what it is positive reminders. So just daily reminders. So throughout the day, and how this started, how I created this app to send people positive daily reminders is I started using the calendar on my phone to throughout the day to remind me little positive messages, whatever's relevant for me at that time. It might just be present or, you know, trust yourself or you're supported, whatever it is, any message that we can just inundate ourselves with throughout the day, because we have so much negative static that we've been programmed with, you know, throughout our life that's running in our subconscious. So the more positive things we can put into our conscious and subconscious throughout the day, that's what the idea of this app was. So a few times a day, you get a positive message that would randomly pop up with a random message, and that's how that works. But again, until we update that, I'm not going to put the name out there because it's not supported by the latest. Everything's changing so fast technologically.
What's your Eco Tuesday thing about? Just curious.
Yeah, that was when I was in Stanford. Business that are support, or people that are interested in getting involved with businesses that are supportive or at least conscious of the environment. We get together every Tuesday. It was a nationwide meetup. So get together every Tuesday at different locations. For me, the San Francisco location, and everyone go around and share, you know, what project they're working on, what company they work in, what they're doing, or what their interests are, what their skills are. And then people, it was a networking event. So then people could link up, all supporting businesses that support the environment. So that's that stuff. Some of my stuff from my past now, and now my focus now of what I do with my time and energy is speaking on dreams, so educating people on the power of their dreams, to inspire people to start utilizing, again, like I said, this cheat sheet that we have access to each night, and not to just journal your dreams and let them sit collecting dust in a journal, but to actually interpret the dreams and take action is more importantly. So actually utilizing your dreams as a practical tool. So that's my big mission now, is just inspiring people on that mission. And then more recently, I started talking about my ET contact experiences, because as you know, we're stretching out into space. Humans on Earth have been going out into space, and we're continuing to expand that. We're going to start having stations on Mars coming up pretty soon already. Wink, wink. But and also going to Mars. Then we've got the hot thing in the news since April 15th this past year has been ET contact. It's literally been in the news every day, the last month or more. I go to YouTube, I type in UFO news and show me by the date, and just look at the news channels. All the main mainstream media news channels are posting, are sharing talks about UFOs every day right now. Another of my missions is to educate people that all the ETs visiting us are not scary. They're not bad people. The government's pushing the fear narrative. So people like myself who have had direct experiences also need to share our information more and just share our stories more to remove the fear around it. I just totally just took a turn right there. You can direct me as you wish.
That's all right, man.
Amen. Amen to that, though. No, that's right. I'm with you. That's brilliant. Yeah.
Yeah. So I think what we need to get to here is what it is that you do. And I understand that you're waking people up in their dreams, but I know you do a lot of events and things like that. So how do you help people work with their dreams specifically? Do you guide them through a dream, or do they come to you and say, hey, this is what I dreamed about. How do I do this? Like some of the methods that you teach is what I'm wondering.
Sure. All right. Thanks for asking. Yeah. So at the moment, the focus is on the self-study course. So I've got a course I put together. It's a self-study course. Within that course, you have access to myself and other dreamers via an app. So if you have a question that comes up, so you've got support within the course you take on your own at your own time. You have questions come up, need some help interpreting, you can access me that way. Other than that, I do occasionally do one-on-ones upon request. And how that works is, yeah, we just hop on a video call and we just interpret dream and just have a dialogue about the dream, and then talk about ways we can actually, that person can start taking action on the message from their dream. And the other ways is occasionally I do a live version of my program. And actually I changed the name from Get Woke in Your Dream Time, which it was before, to The Activated Dreamer. So I occasionally do a live version of that where it's 4 weeks as a group of us on Zoom calls weekly. We go through the course together and we have live dream sharing weekly meetups where we help each other interpret dreams. So you get practice helping others and you get practice, just honing in on that skill to become a dream Jedi. So that's the ways right now. Occasional live, the self-study course is always running, and that's found on my website, and occasional one-on-ones. So thanks for asking.
Yeah, sure. I'd like to learn how to do this too, but I think there's a thing where I can, I figured out that you can work both worlds. Does that make sense?
Explain that more.
Like, so say I have this thing that I'm trying to work on. Maybe it's the masculine energy thing, right? In my world, I feel, like I need a release in any kind of way. And I think this is common in men, you know, that's why we get into sports and, you know, there's all kinds of stuff that men do for releases, beer, TV, you know, sex, whatever, right? But how do we do this in a healthy way is something else. It's something entirely different. I think I've spent most of my time studying masculine and feminine energy, so this is why I know that men kind of like do this, go through the suffering thing, the war thing, and then they want the feeling of death until they get in touch with their feminine, then they start balancing out. But anyways, so my point is to say I understand that. And my dream shows me something like that, what I talked to you about in the laugh tracks. And I realize that I have a lot of pent up testosterone things that I need to do. And so if I listen to my dream and then I pass up, say for instance, this jujitsu place down the road and it has the same picture, which it did, of a Roman soldier holding blades, right? To me, that's my subconscious or whatever you want to call it saying, hey, here's a place where you can get some of that energy out. Because the subconscious will see things that you miss because the subconscious takes in everything. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or am I sounding completely nuts right now?
Nope. I know what you're saying.
I'm writing it down as a quote, Joe. It's a good one.
Okay, because it gets all awkward and quiet, and I don't know what's going on, you know? So,
yeah.
So my thing is it can happen the other way, where I think life tries to tell you things, like when you turn on a song or a TV show, or say you have a big question, and people use tarot for this too, but you really want to answer to a big question that's bothering your soul. And you get in the car and you turn on the radio. You don't even pay attention to the fact that the song might be answering your question. So I feel like the subconscious is trying to talk to us all the time through nature, through everything. And then once we start listening, then we can communicate with it in the dreams better. It's almost like we're conversating with God or our higher self or something that's trying to show us a different way.
Yeah, I like that you brought that up because it's one of my favorite topics to talk about is basically synchronicities. Like you said, you have a question in your head and you turn on the radio and then answers your question if you're listening. You're thinking of something and then you see a poster on the martial arts and it answers like, oh, that might be a good place for a release for some energy. And that really starts to blend the world of the dream world and the waking world. And I feel the more you start paying attention to your dreams and the more you start listening in the waking life, you start to see that there's not a whole lot of difference. Sure, we could argue that, of course, it's various things. But in the sense of like these little winks from the universe, I mentioned that you have a dream and the next day it happens. Just kind of showing you that, hey, life is quite spectacular, magic, and all things are connected. And the same thing's happening, like you said, in our waking life all the time if we're just listening. You know, it could even be like, I've had this happen where just hanging out and it's like, oh, when should I go? I'm not sure. Maybe I'm still enjoying my time. And then all of a sudden there's a big, strong gust of wind. But somehow it's almost like that wind had some information in it. I just felt like, oh, that gust of wind is actually my time to move. It's just like learning to listen to the subtleties all around us.
Yeah, I'm with that. And you know what as well, I've read so many times in psychology that your brain don't know the difference between dreams, this world, imagination, you know what I mean, memories. It's sort of same stuff. And as far as I've figured, our brains and memories and stuff, they're non-local anyway. They're already in some kind of ether cloud, from my understanding. So,
yeah, I think more specifically, when I've had deeper questions, like so the type of questions where you're crying and looking up to the stars, needing help with, I swear on everything. If you have that kind of question, or usually if it's not very mundane, it's something that's really egging you. If you, like, I don't know, turn on the radio, listen to, it could even be a conversation. It could be, I mean, yeah, you could use tarot, but for me, it's been like radio or TV, or I just happen to bump into a magazine rack and look down, and it has the answer that I need. I challenge anybody to do that. Now, don't just ask any question. I'm talking about wait till you get super emotional, because I think that amplifies our signal about something that you want to know, something that you really need help with. And then sit in your car, turn on the radio, and listen to the next song that comes on, and it will tell you the answer. Same thing with TV shows.
Oh, you know? Like a ghost box, like those ghost box things.
Yeah, so.
That's what you mean, yeah.
Yeah, Lon Milo Duquette called this, and some chaos magicians called this TV mancy, radio mancy, because there's the collective unconscious. And then when you dream, it answers you too, right? So it's the dream world is even bigger. Like, it tries to tell you, and here's what you need to do. I can't show you practically because it's the dream world, but whatever is speaking to us speaks through emotions and symbols. It just, that's how it speaks. That's its language, I think.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it's exactly. Yeah, it's emotions, feelings, and symbolic images. And in the waking life, though, yeah, it's more subtle. And one of the things that add to that, you said, to challenge people to just start paying attention more, listening more, and when you ask a question and see how it's answered to you, is that we don't even have to actually look for the answer. So we can ask the question.
It's usually right there, right?
Yeah, it'll stand out. Yeah. It's like we don't have to look for signs. The signs will make themselves known, basically, because it can be. I found myself at one time in my life like over analyzing everything, trying to find a meaning in everything. But yeah, really, we just don't have to look. It's just being open and listening, and it will show itself.
Mm. Yeah, you said that twice now, that listening point, and I think that's such a great point to learn to that listening stuff, because we lost that skill, haven't we? You know, I think over the centuries, sort of thing.
The wind blows. We were talking about that last night, how the elements represent certain things, like air represents the mind, and water, the emotions, and the astral realm, the dream world too, you know, physical life, all that stuff, because we talk about magic and the occult a lot. And your mind, if you want to look at like the elements as a viscosity, so to speak, your mind is the thinnest and most craziest thing. Like, it can get out of control quick, you know, if you start overanalyzing or dwelling on something. And then that causes you to have an emotional reaction. And the next thing you know, you could be having a complete meltdown or a panic attack or something, because you're not paying attention to what your subconscious has been trying to tell you all along, so to speak. Or if your body doesn't feel good, right? Because I know you talk about that quite a bit too, right? Health and stuff. So you could feel certain things in your body that you, for some reason, don't feel right, but all you got to do is trace it back. Curious about that too. Do you get into any of that stuff?
Yeah, as far as the body, I mean, depends on your beliefs, but you know, I see our body as the vehicle, just because of experiences I've had personally. But our body, it's like not to neglect the body. So here we are talking about the dream world, the astral world, energy and quantum physics.
Yeah.
But the body is direct connection to, our spirit or soul that's in our body. And so so we get direct feedback. So like our intuition, which may seem like this metaphysical quantum physics realm idea, but we feel it in our body. So generally we'll feel it in our body. So we get that feeling, we get that gut feeling, the classic saying, I just had the feeling in my stomach. So the body is important to listen to, and the body's, it's like an instrument that it's a sensitive instrument, and it can become more sensitive the more, healthy we make it by just eating more healthy versus, not that you can't have cake, but, just eating more healthy than not. And that just helps us to be more aware of our body. Things like meditation, again, help us to be more aware of our body, more aware of our intuition. All about using the body and the feelings as a tool to navigate, really.
Yeah, I think we have to become aware of all this. That's why I was asking you about that. I talked to Laird Scranton about this, and he got really big into the Dogon and talked about the Hopi and how they believe the dream world is actual reality and this is the illusion. And, the more you think about it, we think we have a control of a lot of stuff here, but we don't. But in the dream world, sometimes we think we're less conscious, but maybe we could be more conscious. Maybe that is the reality. In Carl Jung's books, he had entities or characters that would come up to him and he would say, well, I know you're not real. And they would say, in the sense of the word that you mean real, we're more real than you think. It's pretty true.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. A lot of times people have dreams that, where they met with a past loved one or some being, whether a human or not, but they just have the experience where they just say, that dream just felt so real. Like I hear that exact quote so often. That dream just felt so real. And a lot of times those are not necessarily just a projection of your subconscious and some interaction that's happening at, we can just use the catch-all phrase, in the astral world or just basically a non-physical world. I like that you brought up the Hopi and the Dogon of West Africa and that how they saw dreams as, I think you said, as time or where reality is, basically, in a sense. The Egyptian word for dreams is raswet. I don't know if I pronounced that right, but the Egyptian word for dreams translates to be awake. And they saw that our dreams is the time that we're actually awake and where our eyes are opened and where we have access to see beyond the world, behind this veil of this 3D world.
Yeah, that's pretty good point there. Rohan, you got anything? Any other questions before we take a break?
Take the break first. I've got a couple of comments from the chat. We'll do them after the break.
Well, I was trying to get you to stall because I wasn't ready for the break. You can't take a cue.
I didn't hear the
ask
hint.
Ask your question.
Right, then let's go in. Let's go in. Well, so I've got a question from 4444 Nose. And I got that just as you were talking about. The right answers are right there. And I thought, yeah, it's Indy Nose. But anyway, he asked about smell. He says, where does smell come in? I wonder if you had any comments on that.
Oh, smell. Yeah, I don't hear people experiencing smell in dreams very often, but I do hear it occasionally. And, it's really up to each individual. What does that smell represent to you? What was happening in your dream at the time you smelled that? And when you did smell that in your dream, what did you feel? So the biggest takeaway here with any of the dream, or if you can reflect back on that dream where you had that smell, is can you remember what thoughts you had or what feelings you had? And then see how those thoughts and feelings might connect to your waking life.
Yeah, I've heard that about synchronicities as well. What was you thinking just before it happened? Because that's the thing it's telling you, sort of thing. That's pretty cool, man. Yeah, I like that. And I don't know what you think of this. Just a statement from Chuck Deluxe. It's kind of a question statement. He said, is it not our egos that fight the things we know are the logical answers, but because we want what we want and we believe we can have it, but then we kind of screw ourselves up, don't we? Because apparently you've got to go with the flow and get in tune with things, as opposed to what we think. And I think that does kind of pan out, doesn't it? I think we sometimes get what we plan to get, but not in the way we think we're going to get it. Does that make sense?
Mm. Yeah, it does make sense to me, for sure. That's just like Andrea Vitamus was talking about. All right, we're going to take our last break. If you guys got any questions for the guest, You can call it 1-800-588-0335 or ask a question in the chat room at fringe.fm/chat room. We'll be right back.
These uncertain times can cause uncertain gut slowdown. Worry and fear can wreak havoc on our digestion, making it hard to feel optimum. Bloating, less energy, and occasional constipation can slow you down in your daily activity. Try Life Change Tea at getthetea.com. Life Change Tea can help get things moving so you can get that boost of energy you need. Life Change Tea helps protect and defend your health from intruders. It's a weird time right now with all the uncertainty, so gear up and defend your health. Where do you go to purchase? Log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. The specials are on the front page, and we have numerous supplements to help combat intruders. It's time to take charge of our health and to feel better in life. It's time to live. Again, getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Getthetea.com. It is so worth it. Get ancientlifeoil.com. That's ancientlifeoil.com. Are you stressed? I mean, who isn't? Anxiety creeping in? No, not that. Is sleep hard to attain because your brain just won't slow down? We're living in crazy times, and the fear knob has been turned up. Okay, there's an answer. Take a big breath, exhale, and go log on to ancientlifeoil.com. CBD, broad and full spectrum, organic and non-GMO CBD for you to enjoy. Change your tune from fear to calm, from brain overload to clear thinking. 0.003 THC on full spectrum and 0% THC on broad spectrum. Competitive pricing with the best quality. Also know everything is going to get better. No worries. Be happy. CBD can help calm so your nerves don't think they're a six-string electric guitar. Enjoy life, smile, and log on to ancientlifeoil.com for great CBD. That's ancientlifeoil.com. You'll be glad you did.
Do you want to know the truth? Are UFOs real? Are aliens visiting Earth? Are governments around the world hiding the biggest secret in history? We're UFO Seekers, official partner of The Fringe FM, and we're on a hunt for the truth. Join us as we investigate locations like Area 51 by subscribing on YouTube at youtube.com/UFO Seekers.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Some of them want to get you.
So I wonder if it's true that if we die, you know, I hear people say that we would die if we don't dream. Now, I don't believe that because there's a lot of people out there that dream that don't, or they don't remember their dreams. So I want to ask you about this, Tyrone, and thanks again for coming on the show. Do you teach people how to remember their dreams more? I would think that would be one a part of it, right? Because we all think we all want to believe that we dream every night, but I know some people that say, I never dream, I've never dreamed. I can't even fathom that. But I would like to think it's because maybe they don't know how to be aware in their dream. I don't know. Is there a cutoff between our body and there? And do you kind of help people with that?
Yeah, that's actually, I have a whole section. I speak on how to remember your dreams, because just as we all breathe, we do all dream, just not always remembering them. So, I mean, going back to intentions I mentioned earlier, you know, if you want to have more profound dream experiences, just having your intention set towards and putting your, just focus on your dreams and listening to them. So just that alone, just having your intention that, all right, I want to start paying attention to my dreams, start remembering my dreams, you know, every night before you go to bed, you know, I love remembering my dreams when I wake up and journaling them, you know, just any little statement you can say to yourself, or just picture yourself even. Picture and feel yourself remembering your dreams in the morning. Just take a quick second to do that before bed. That alone can help. Having the dream journal helps. So even though you may not be remembering your dreams, but now you're setting an intention, you remember a dream. When you write down that dream, just again, that act, that physical action just starts to open the floodgates to remembering more dreams. But then there are some more direct things like dream herbs, or the Greek word for it is onirogens. Oniros for dreams, gen is to create. So those things that create dreams. There's a whole list of those out there. So if you search the web for dream herbs, you'll see them. One of them is Wayusa tea. Wayusa you can get, you know, right at most grocery stores now as a tea. Chamomile tea, just because it helps you relax. Mugwort. So there's some that work in the way of just relaxing you before sleep, which helps you remember your dreams. And some that work more actively in some other way with other parts of the brain. But if you do look up dream herbs, I always have to add this note because it's important. You know, if you're pregnant or on any other medications, this is one of those things you actually want to actually look into. Check with your doctor, especially if pregnant. Some of these dream herbs are not compatible with pregnancy. So those dream herbs. And then another thing which can inhibit REM sleep, which is rapid eye movement, that time when we're dreaming the most. Drugs and alcohol can actually suppress REM sleep. And there's been studies on this that actually have shown this to be a fact. So drugs and alcohol can suppress your REM sleep. So when you take a pause, maybe if you're having that little midnight smoke before bed, or that little glass of wine before bed, like take a pause for like 3 days and see if your dreams come back. If they don't come back, or you don't start remembering them, is what I mean. Give it a little longer. So those are some of the tips there. Drugs, alcohol, dream herbs, intentions, and journaling.
Yeah, well, I can tell you for sure, after being hammered after a night of drinking, I definitely don't remember my dreams. That's why I'm thinking we become more, I guess, unconscious or whatever. Like, sleep is important. The balance of energy is important. Exercise, eating right. But I guess we're going to get down to the deep stuff here. I want to bring this back around. So when people meet ETs or they have these experiences, do you believe that these are actual entities passing through realms of consciousness or dimensions? I'm not asking you for the truth. I'm just asking you of what your theories are on this.
Sure. And life has been pretty wild for me in this area. And so for me, I'm going to speak from my personal experience. And for anyone listening, it's not for you to believe, but for you to, if you connect with it, you can explore it on your own. And again, if you have, you want to explore these types of contacts in your dreams, set the intention before bed. You know, I'd love to meet some friendly ETs or whatever language you want to use. And you can open up that experience for yourself. So for me, yes, from my experience, these are real encounters. And I'll give the nutshell version of how I've come to that conclusion that they're real and how I speak on that for myself with confidence. So for me, I always believed as a kid. I always watched Unsolved Mysteries, X-Files. I was always into it. So I was never a skeptic myself. I was always into it. However, fast forward to actually when I was 10 years old, I saw my first what I thought was a UFO far up in the sky. Originally thought it was a satellite. It started zigzagging and doing all kinds of things that our crafts couldn't do at the time, or they say they still can't do. And fast forward then to 2011, that's when I started having dreams or remembering dreams of these contacts like you're talking about, dreams of interactions with other beings. And again, those dreams always felt so real, and they were very just practical in a sense, even though they didn't look human. And I would sometimes be on ships or be on the outside of ships or inside. They would just be communicating to me. It's just like us right now having a conversation. So these dreams, there was never anything melting or morphing or changing. It was just, here we are, we're in a ship, out of ship, and then we're just having a conversation. So it always felt friendly and supportive. Now, that was in 2011. Fast forward 2014, I'm getting out of my car with three other friends at my house in Hawaii at the time. And all of us, without communicating, without any indication, we just turn around and look at this object in the sky. I know a lot of people have had this same experience that have seen these. Without any knowing, you just turn and you just look at it as if it taps you on the shoulder. And we see this glowing white orb, like contained ball of plasma light, completely silent. And it just flew right above our heads about 100 feet up and just kept going. So, and now that was 2014. So again, I said I started having dreams in 2011, multiple encounters, different beings, and sometimes the same beings would show up in different dreams. So I started to recognize these characters. Sorry about that sound. And so it started in my dreams. And now here it is. Here is a waking life experience in my adult life. Now fast forward 2018. Now in 2018, I had five encounters. I like to call them visits, because three of those visits were at my house and always with someone else there. And the same glowing orb, different color, this time with a more of a yellow gold hue to this white light that I'd seen in my dream prior, is now outside of my house physically. So I first saw it in my dream, then I saw it in my waking life. No drugs, no alcohol, nothing, and always someone else there with me to experience this. So in short, my encounter started in my dreams and then showed up in my physical reality again without any kind of influence, just clear waking mind. That solidified it to me that this is real and this communication I'm having is real.
Wow, man. That's intense.
That is intense.
That's life-changing stuff, dude. That's like the first time I had an out-of-body experience, that kind of stuff where your whole paradigm shifts on you.
Exactly. So in the dreams, I was, just being taught things, and I wouldn't usually remember consciously what was being said, but I knew I was being taught. But at the subconscious level, that information is being received either way. But in my waking life, I've learned now that they've started showing up in my waking reality that there is telepathic communication. These beings are highly evolved, obviously technologically, which even the U.S. government's now acknowledging, and other governments of the world, but also, I guess you can call it spiritually or just developed within their beingness. I'm not sure what language to put to it, but basically telepathic communication is a form of communication that they can use and that we can access. So, there's people out there that channel various beings from various places. So there's varying degrees of this telepathic information, but ask a question and tune in and just see, do you receive some sort of insight, some sort of information around that question? It's always going to be supportive. So if it's not supportive, it's definitely the mind. But asking that question, just tuning in, listening subtly. And if you get an insight, whether it's coming from your subconscious or some spirit guide or ET being, it really, again, doesn't matter who the messenger is, as long as it's helpful information. But I've practiced for myself how to differentiate between my own self-generated thoughts versus an incoming thought. And so that's a connection that I've worked with for myself. Uh-huh.
Now we're getting into the nitty gritty here. So do you think that thoughts, and I think about this too, I've been taught that some thoughts come in that are not yours. They're just not. They don't belong to you. Whether you accept them or reject them is entirely up to you. Can you explain that a little bit more?
Yeah, and these can come from different places. It's like the collective consciousness is often what it's referred to. So, and it's known we have an energy body around us, like all living things have an energy field. And then we've already talked about how there's been studies to show that someone across great distances can influence someone physiologically by focusing their attention on them. So just getting my mind clear here of where we're going. Could you bring me back for a sec?
Where other people's thoughts are they?
Yeah,
other people's thoughts. Where are these thoughts come? Because you said some of these thoughts are not my own.
Yeah. So it can come from the collective consciousness. It could come from people around you. You know, it's why I say like the five people you spend the most time with is kind of starts to mold who you are. But we influence each other more than just our actions and words, but energetically, like we're in each other's field. You know, you live with people, you affect each other. You walk into a space and just have that feeling like, just something doesn't feel good in this space. And no, maybe it's that person who just, it could be a person in the room that's just being super negative. You feel it. And so these are all just indications that we are receiving more information than just sight and sound and smell. Like we can feel things. And so we influence each other by our thoughts and these thoughts in the collective consciousness that are zipping around all around us. And like if you open up, for example, you're maybe having a positive day, but then you start to worry about something. And that worry alone can just, it's like now you're tuning your frequency, you're tuning your radio station dial to that frequency of fear or worry. And then from there, you're basically tapping into that kind of collective consciousness of what exists on that channel. And you can just have a flood of, just kind of go downward spiral by just opening that door, if that makes sense.
Makes sense to me. Yeah, I've had two experiences with that. One with if I get stressed out into that fear place or, my technology stops working. Usually something will crash or, I'll be like, typical. But then I think well, it never happens when I'm chilled. You know what I'm saying? And at the same time, sometimes when I'm really sat and thinking on working out a problem or I need a creative plan for something, things just seem to drop through. And I just put it down to memory association because I've got a good memory. But sometimes I like fully formed thoughts. So sometimes I'll have a conversation, I'll say a sentence and I've never heard it before. And I think, well, that's quite insightful. You know what I mean? I haven't thought it before. So it just makes you wonder, doesn't it?
Yeah, that's right. It's fun to play with. Again, it doesn't matter who the messenger is, whether it's coming from your own subconscious, but just that practice of asking a question and just listening deeply and see what arises.
Yeah, and I think, wasn't there a famous, I think there was a, you could probably look it up, but there was this author that was writing a novel and suddenly his novel took a side turn, Crazy Ivan, and started becoming a spy novel. And then it turns out his apartment, a few doors down on the floor below, there was a spy that got caught. Do you know what I mean? So it makes you wonder, is this spy, is an actual spy there stressing? And there's an author writing stories and it's kind of picked up on it. And that's why suddenly it's turned into a spy novel.
Yeah.
It's weird.
Yeah. I can share a quick example on that where I had this happen, where I went into a cafe at the time, again, in San Francisco. And at this internet cafe, there was an upstairs and there was only one way out in front. And the only reason I thought about this was because I had this feeling all of a sudden popping in my head is, if someone came in here with a gun, how would I get out? What would be my plan? Because there's only one way out. How would I react? I don't know why I was having those thoughts, but then I hear a police officer come in and he says, if he returns again, let us know. Apparently there was someone in there just moments before I arrived that was going irate and blowing up explosive, going crazy in there, and they had to call the police. And I didn't know it until I felt it, and then the police confirmed it when I heard the conversation.
Yeah, so there you go then. Yeah, and it's like you said earlier, discussing these things, it's really important, because then we get to verify stuff, And it's like, these things are happening all over the place, But I've got a question from Chuck from the chat, from Chuck Deluxe. He's asking, do you believe in negative entities?
Okay. Yes. I mean, just like all people are not bad, for the human race, we've got people from, good, bad, and everything in between. And it applies to other beings too, whether they're in a physical body or not physical body, or whether they're ET or a spirit ghost, whatever you want to call them. Yeah, it all exists, you know, throughout all of that. So a lot of people have a lot of fear, like when I talk about setting intentions to connect with your spirit guides or your ET, I like to call them star family. There's some people like, don't do that because you might connect to an, you don't know what you're connecting to. You're going to connect to demons. Well, it all exists, but we don't have to have fear around it. But if you're going into it with fear, it's better to not do it and just wait until you feel more comfortable with it. You know, just listening to more media and conversations like this that to help you release fear around it. But going in with a positive intention, I like to say, this is just a language I like to, well, I don't use it now, but I like to, it's what I used in the beginning. Loving, supportive spirit guides. I love and welcome your support. And so it's just basically inviting in this loving, supportive, unseen guidance that you have, knowing that they're with you. And some people will actually hear them, see them, feel them. And if you don't, that's okay. Just know that they're there and just build confidence around that. There's nothing to fear. But yes, I have had experiences with only one experience, and all of my experiences only had one experience with an energy. It was a spirit who had was still on Earth, even though he lived on Earth for a while, and then had been hanging out at this space in the space I was living in, and only one negative encounter, and it wasn't anything that was harming me. I knew that this being wasn't going to harm me, but the energy was not welcomed. It was invasive, and so I asked it to leave firmly.
You're like a regular person in the street. If you just, I ain't got any from. Yeah, I get that. Yeah. What about our own thoughts? And there's so many influences. Surely we have our own thoughts, right? I mean.
What was that?
Someone asked another question in the chat. With all these influences around us, maybe thoughts coming in and out and stuff, someone was asking, do we have our own thoughts then? Do you know what I'm saying? I'm sure we would.
That's a good question. And like we were talking about earlier, Joe was mentioning when I was sharing about, we're basically our subconscious is kind of running the show. Our subconscious is programmed by all of our life experiences and all the things we've learned from society, family, and everything around us. So in a sense, you could say, okay, we're not having our own thoughts. We're getting to free will versus determinism. You know, is all of our actions and thoughts, everything determined by our experiences? But then again, when we start to bring ourselves to be more present, to take a pause before we react, and instead of reacting in a normal programmed way that we're used to, let's see, is there another way I want to respond to this event? Now we're starting to think for ourselves.
That's a great answer. Yeah, good question, good answer. That's right.
Say none of the stuff is me, but what is me, truly? You know, like I don't know. I think we're all on different kind of signals too sometimes. I don't know. Yeah. Do you believe like you can ask your dreams? Like if you wanted to get an answer from your dreams, how would you go about it?
Yeah. You just before bed, just ask the question, you know, I'd love some, or just say a statement like I'd love some insight around this or that. And if you don't feel you received the answer the first night, just stick with it. And try not to get frustrated if you're not getting the answer right away. Just know the answer will come to you when you need it, but just keep asking. I had a friend just recently, you know, I shared this with her. She had a question. I was like, ask your dream. And she actually happened to get an answer the first night for herself from the dream. And you can also even for creative inspiration. So myself, I've received some songs from dreams. I've just set the intention to receive some melodies in dreams. And then I wake up and write down the melodies. And you know, the song Yesterday by the Beatles, Paul McCartney received a dream with that. So you know, you can use it to ask questions. You can use it for like creative inspiration. You can ask your dreams really for anything.
That's fascinating. That reminded me, just triggered me. I don't remember many dreams, but I remember one that there was a type of music being played that I've never heard the style before. And I just really wish I could pull it out, you know, because it was different and there's nothing like it. You know what I'm saying? It's like an inconceptualized music genre. It's never been done, you know.
Oh yeah. Perhaps you were in some reality where that genre is a thing. Who knows?
That's the thing, because it was a really strange. This is not my thing. I was some kind of SWAT team guy going from some warehouse club thing. I don't know what that was about, you know. So it could be.
Well, tell us, because we only got a couple of minutes here left until we have to go on to the next broadcast here. But tell everybody what you got coming up next, where they can find you, and give all, you know, by all means, since you bared with us through all this stuff tonight, give all your links out, man. Let us know what you're doing.
Yeah. So, okay. You know, one good place to connect with me is on Instagram. So there I share stuff about dreams, and more recently also speaking more openly on this topic of ETs. And yeah, it's just time for that conversation. So I talk about these two topics. So my Instagram is @_soul_dreamers with an S. So _soul_dreamers. That's Instagram. And then again, my website is soul-dreamers.com. And on there, you will also see the link to my self-study course. You just do it on your own. But again, you have access to ask myself questions through a mobile app. So yeah, I'd be stoked to see you all in there. And if you do end up signing up to my course, be sure to tell me where you heard me here on Fringe with Joe and Rohan.
Fantastic, brother. Thanks again for coming on the broadcast. It's cool to have you. Hopefully we all learn something from this, and maybe we'll do this again when we can have some the regular show back and we're not playing, you know, Coke commercials and Christina Aguilera and stuff. So, but it was still
a pleasure.
Yeah, man, it was still a great conversation. I totally appreciate it and loved it.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was a lot of fun. So I'd be happy to hang out with you guys and do this again anytime.
For sure. Yeah, me too. And guys, we'll be back tomorrow night. Rohan, thanks again, brother.
No worries, guys. That was, I enjoyed that. That was cool, man.
Love you guys. Have a good night. Sweet dreams. Stay tuned for Ryan Gable.